It's officially summer, but New York City's public schools don't get out until Monday. That makes this the last full week of a class filled with restless students. And it's a creative challenge for teachers. WNYC's Beth Fertig got the word on the street from Jackson Heights.
On a hot summer day, with the ice cream truck beckoning outside, it might seem like torture to be trapped in a classroom. And yet, third grader Julian Pachagailo isn't quite ready for the year to end.
It would be good to get rid of school, but I would also miss school.
That contradiction pretty much encapsulates the last week of school. Julian attends PS 212 in Jackson Heights, and he admits it's hard getting any real work done.
Our teacher is, like, planning this whole, like, it's a really supposed to be a really fun week, and we're supposed to do something fun each day. We did, like, these immigrant books, and we're going to have a party where our parents come in and they bring food from our country.
Julian's mom, Larissa Pachagailo, isn't sure what to contribute.
I'm from Russia. I guess I'll make something Russian. Beef goulash, I don't know.
Third grader Nafisa Nausin says her teachers are also planning parties in between regular lessons.
If we have a lot of marbles, we put them in the jar. And if we fill up the jar with marbles, we have a popcorn party. We get to watch movies and eat popcorns.
Educators prefer to call that creative teaching. Some teachers say their students seem more burnt out than usual because state exams only finished in May and June, later than in previous years. Parent coordinator Olga Flores and fourth grade teacher Susanna Levithan say they're dealing with a lot of emotions.
That is a crescendo of excitement in the air, isn't it? Isn't there like they're just ready. They're at the gate, ready to get
out
of here.
Absolutely. But there's also like a pushing away of kind of all the togetherness you've had all year. They're starting to kind of like pull away and, you know, prepare to say goodbye.
The ones who won't say goodbye to school are the principals. A few blocks away, Principal Dolores Beckham at Intermediate School 145 is getting ready for a prom and a graduation ceremony, all within 24 hours.
I had to take two aspirins because I had a headache today.
And it doesn't slow down after eighth grade graduation.
We have a parents' meeting for those students who are going to take the accelerated courses. On Friday, we're going to give our students who brought in their medical notes for next year, sixth and seventh grade students, we have to prepare a special treat for them, which is a movie.
Beckham will be working during summer school. Despite her exhaustion, she says she's excited to see her students graduate and to see new ones register. At PS 212, fifth grader Annalisa Vasquez knows three friends who will join her at IS 145 next fall. But for now, she's coasting after a year of hard work.
We were listening to some jazz music, and we had to draw a picture of what we feel of jazz.
Oh, and the memory books. Did you bring them? They made memory books.
Her mother, Annabelle Vasquez, is referring to hard-covered books the students published filled with essays about their childhood. Annalisa may be graduating fifth grade, but she isn't ready to leave.
Not really. I just want to spend the last few days with my teacher and my friends. I just want to enjoy the last few days.
And with that, Annalisa takes off with her mother, clutching her book of childhood memories. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.